I've always liked to think that in another life, I could have been a bit of an Indiana Jones type, adventuring through the wilderness, making groundbreaking discoveries. But realistically, I'm far more likely to uncover something mysterious while digging in the backyard, because fossil discoveries really can happen in the most ordinary places. Places like hiking trails and construction sites, suburban renovations, places where we are disturbing the earth. Just last week, researchers revealed a newly identified dinosaur species in Thailand. There were also new insights here in Australia about a dingo burial site in New South Wales. So the question is, if you stumbled across a fossil tomorrow, would you know what to do with it? You're about to hear from someone who does, but I want to hear from you. If you've ever found a fossil, tell me about it, please. Do you seek them out on purpose, or have you stumbled upon one before? Tell me your fossil story. Sally Hurst is a paleontologist and author of Found a Fossil: Digs, Discoveries, and Australia's Deep Past. Sally, welcome to Life Matters.
Thank you for having me.
How many fossils have you discovered in your life, Sally?
Oh, honestly, I've stopped counting. I have been very lucky to go on many digs, dinosaur digs, other fossil digs here in Australia and around the world. And some of these places, such as Wellington Caves in the Central West, you can have a handful of dirt and there will be hundreds of tiny little fossils in them. So when you're digging there for a week, you stop counting.
Do you remember your very first fossil discovery?
Yeah, so it was a bit of a funny one because I was actually on an archaeological dig in Ireland as part of my undergrad degree. And honestly, my particular pit on the dig, we'd had no luck. We found absolutely nothing. But one of the days we took an excursion out to Hook Lighthouse, which is a few hours south of Dublin. And on the kind of cliffs there, they had these beautiful crinoid and marine creature fossils that were probably about 300 million years old. And I just remember seeing them in the rock and all the archaeologists around me going, oh, what is this? And I'm like, oh my God, I know what these are. So a bit of an accidental find, but sometimes those are the best ones.
So how often do you have people coming to you being like, I think I found something?
Probably once a week, once a fortnight, someone will send me pictures of what they have found. I generally encourage people to go to a museum, depending on where they are, because the museum staff generally have a lot more expertise than I do. I am quite good at dinosaurs. I'm okay at mammals, but a lot of the things people send me might be invertebrates, so shells or even trace fossils. But a lot of the time I do also get people who have sent in pictures of rocks. They think that it might be something, but unfortunately I have to be like, oh, it's a very nice rock, but it is just a rock. It is unfortunately not a fossil.
Cool rocks are cool, but sometimes you really want them to be more than just a cool rock. Do we need to do a little...
Absolutely. I've had people say that...
You go.
Oh, sorry, you go. I was just going to say, I've had people contact me saying that, oh, I've had this pterodactyl or this dinosaur egg that I've been carrying around for 20 years. And then they send me a photo and I go, I'm so sorry, but it's an iron concretion. It is a rock. It's not anything. I'm so sorry.
Congratulations on your cool rock that is not a pterodactyl egg.
So, exactly.
There's a little bit of distinction here. You kind of hinted at it when you were talking about archaeologists v paleontologists before. Important distinction in your world, maybe doesn't mean as much to other folks. What's the difference between a fossil and maybe something a little bit more recent?
So fossils are specifically the remains of plants, animals, or other life from a past geological age. So usually the minimum is probably about 12,000 years old. There's a bit of grey area. But fossils are what we think of when we imagine dinosaur bones and prehistoric creatures that are very, very old, into the hundreds of thousands or millions of years. Artifacts are specifically related to humans and human history. And same with archaeology. It is the stuff that humans have left behind. Unfortunately, that grey area can be a bit confusing because some of the fossil animals, like megafauna, especially in Australia, did overlap with Aboriginal people for tens of thousands of years. So depending on the site, could be archaeology, could be paleontology. But the main difference is that one is human-related and one is not.
You're listening to Life Matters here on ABC Radio National. I'm Tegan Taylor, chatting with Sally Hurst, author of Found a Fossil: Digs, Discoveries, and Australia's Deep Past. Would you know what to do if you found a fossil? ordinary people find them all the time. You're texting me, one person says, I found crab fossils at Hinchinbrook Island. So cool. Well, Sally, your book is basically like what to do if you find a fossil. If we were going to distill the essence of the book into a couple of sentences, what's the answer?
So for fossils, it's definitely contacting somewhere like a museum. Snap a few photos of that find. If you can mark it out on a GPS, do that. And usually the museum staff can identify it from photos. And then if they determine that, wow, this is something new, they might go out and do an excavation or a dig of your hopefully very cool find.
So last week there was sort of new science around a dingo skeleton that was found a couple of years ago due to roadworks happening in the area. That was a really important discovery around Indigenous history and culture. What do you think you'd do if you found an Indigenous artefact?
So I think this story has a really good example in it, is that so Uncle Badger Bates and the National Parks Wildlife Service, they had known about this dingo skeleton or burial since 2000, so over 20 years. It was only when those roadworks started to erode the site and the skull was dislodged that they actually decided to do an excavation. But I think that thing of leaving it on country, leaving it where it is usually the best case scenario. These artifacts and burials and stories are tied inherently to country and to the history of that land. So for most things, again, you can snap a few photos if you want to identify what it is. You can contact your Aboriginal local land council, see if they are aware of it. But most of the time we want to leave things where they are.
If I find something cool and I want to keep it, will I get in trouble?
For artifacts, yes. So even if it is on your property or you found it in your backyard, it is a federal offence or a state offence to damage or destroy these artifacts or these finds unless you have a permit. And a lot of time it's illegal to collect artifacts, and that can even involve moving them. So if it's going to be something like it's in danger or something is going to happen to it unless you act, then yes, you can probably call Heritage New South Wales or your state heritage body to get some guidelines on what to do. But generally, you want to leave it there. Take a photo as a memento, but it's going to mean so much more for someone else to be able to enjoy that heritage on country where it was originally found and potentially has been for thousands of years than you collecting it and putting it on top of your fireplace.
Well, Sally, thanks as always for joining me. Sally Hurst is a paleontologist, author of Found a Fossil, Digs, Discoveries, and Australia's Deep Past. Thank you for your texts too. One says about 400 million years ago, our property was under a shallow sea. We have old limestone quarries that have revealed densely packed marine critters. Eternally interesting. This is Life Matters on ABC Radio National.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.